Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Welcome back to this episode of Blue Collar BS. I am Brad with my great co-host, Steve. There you go. Awesome, sir. This episode here should be recording early April, so end of April, I should say, beginning of May, which means that we have completed the first month of Q2. We've gone through Q1. We have gone through the first month of Q2. Mm-hmm. Many of our listeners, clients, etc., are probably scratching their head going, what the fuck are we going to do for the rest of the year?
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Or they're going to be scratching their head going, holy shit, we're way too busy. How do we find the people?
Right.
Where do we pick up the opportunity? How do we find them? How do we do things? So I thought today would be a great opportunity to go through maybe some expectation settings and how to think about expectations different from a results perspective versus a task perspective.
Ah, okay, good. Good.
And I have had great success with my clients in this phase. I've had HVAC units add 4 or 5 techs that are Gen Z, and then they become very successful because the leader is following and showing and providing a path forward. So that was my thoughts. What are your thoughts there,
Mr. Yeah, Will? I like that idea. Now, the whole thing, as we're coming out, it's, you know, roughly somewhere around the end of April, beginning of May, right? We also have maybe some high school grads that are entering the workforce, you know, as they are graduating, going, hey, let's either I'm ready to enter the workforce, or I'm quote unquote in a summer job. A lot of times, and those of us that are in the construction industry, we see these bumps where these younger adults are coming into the workforce, but yet we're not real clear with those expectations. So I think this is timely.
Right. So we did this with one of my clients who hired younger staff members, but always struggled with what do I pay them? What do I do? All the other things. And where we ended up going was kind of setting out 4 different tiers of his general labor.
Right? Yep.
So he had 4 tiers of general labor. Those 4 tiers had wage scales that overlapped.
Okay.
Because maybe somebody didn't want to take that next level of commitment to go to the next level.
Okay.
They were happy where they're at. And that's where I think many organizations get stuck with, well, you could do better, but they don't want to do better.
Right.
And do you need them to do better?
Mm-hmm.
And being able to understand what better means is vitally important. You know, so we broke it down into, you know, strategic things where they can feel like they're part of the organization and thinking about the bigger picture.
Right.
Very small, simple things for that high school student that might be coming in as a level one.
Mm-hmm.
Just research some tools, research some things. What are some cool things that maybe we could use that you feel could benefit us on the job site?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe another way to improve our customer experience.
Yeah.
All right. You're they're typically a young person. How would you think that client may want to be treated versus, you know, maybe the business owner knocking on the door, all gruff, cigarette in hand, dropping butts in front of the door and having that conversation?
Yeah, absolutely.
That sends a very different message than if you have cleaned up, washed up, put the booties on. Hey, Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, I'd like to come in and have a chat with you about your project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and somebody else can see that, but you're so tied up in doing all of your business that you forget.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I give an example. I have a boiler in my house, and over time, so the first person to work on it was the owner. Why? Because he had no one else to work on boilers in the house. So from soldering pipes to actually understanding how a boiler works, he was the only one. And then several months later, I actually upgraded my boiler and upgraded my system, and he brought out his apprentice to actually show him all the things of how do we actually set up residential boilers. The thing was, is they were actually going through a job description and actually creating, hey, these are expectations of what I expect you to do while you're with a client. Now, I knew this coming in and I said, yeah, absolutely. I want you to actually show them how to actually treat your customers. And it truly went from the person wasn't going to wear booties. And he's like, no, we always wear booties in the house from an expectation standpoint. And so I let them come in and let them do their thing. One of the other things was, is they also quickly understood that I actually knew how to sweat pipes. And I would actually pull apart some of the stuff that they did. And I actually cleaned it and showed them actually, hey, this is how your diaphragm works on this component. And you can actually clean it and not replace it. So I actually do understand a little bit more than the average homeowner how to actually do these things. And so even the apprentice was like, oh, so if you called me with a problem, I can actually walk you through how to fix this. So I don't have to come out here and waste like a Saturday if you do something stupid, like, oh, I don't know, maybe puncture your own line because it was hidden behind some drywall.
Or they could invest in LiveSwitch and you guys could communicate via telephone with video.
Oh, we ended up doing that because I was that stupid one that actually, you know, punctured a line in my house because I forgot that the line was there. But going back to the expectations for the employee, the owner was very clear and transparent with how he was trying to help his younger employee actually be the apprentice in with residential boilers. So it was really cool, because otherwise this person would not have had the opportunity to move up the way that he did to be specialized with boilers.
Right. The other thing owners often forget and overlook strategically, your employees are your greatest resources for referrals.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're hiring or not, your employee should be making an introduction to somebody at least once a quarter, once every 2 quarters, something. You should have an expectation that your employees are introducing you or your hiring managers or somebody to somebody they know that would want to be part of this team. And it might not be the right time or the right thing, but those introductions go a long way over the course of time.
Absolutely. And the thing to point out here is if you're not getting your employees to make recommendations for people to work there, that speaks volumes to the culture that you have. Because if you're not getting employees to recommend something to recommend somebody coming in, something's wrong.
Correct. That means they don't want their friends there.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So
Brad, you said you've got 4 tiers kind of at that thing. Help our audience. Why would you break it down into 4 tiers for, I think you said general labor, right? Why would there be 4 tiers with general labor?
Because there's a different level of expectation along the way. So like as tactical, mm-hmm. as an example, mm-hmm. So maybe you've got somebody that is young and likes to play games all night and they show up late, which we hear all the time. They can't show up on time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. If you want to be a general laborer, great. You got 2 days a week to be 15 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
Take all the pressure off of you as the owner to be worried about it and put all the burden on them. Mm-hmm. Knowing that they will never get to that next level without being there 100% on time.
Mm-hmm.
We flip the switch and put the burden on the employee versus the burden on the employer.
Right.
But you have to outline what that all looks like and what that pay raise looks like along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's one of the items maybe that's there. They may be slower, right? You may think it's going to take an hour and a half to frame one standard exterior wall for an addition, you know, a 12 foot by 8 foot wall. It's going to take an hour and a half to frame it.
That's a long time.
I understand, but I'm just using a number.
As an example, yeah.
Just using that a number. But that kid, that new person might do it in he's going to need 15% more time to do it. And level two might need to be on time. Level three might be, the expectation is 90% of it. And level four, the guy that can bang it out, he might be 85% of that time is needed.
Right.
Right. To show that performance level. And what are their, what are their cut rates? Are they scrapping stuff all the time because they're moving too fast?
Mm-hmm.
Are we ordering all new 20 footers because we didn't look at things correctly?
Right.
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 And are we loading the trailer in a reasonable fashion?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the more of that can show is what brings the value to the organization. And the more of those things you can do shows the value, that it makes it very clear for everybody on the team.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get more money? Now, here's the catch. The way I try to get my clients to adhere to this is the employee needs to demonstrate that next level of performance consistently for 3 to 6 months before you move them.
Mm-hmm.
Depending upon your organization, some are three, some are six, but at least three months of, hey, this is where I want to be.
Right.
Cool. If they demonstrate 3 months of where they used to be, they go back to where they used to be. At least here in the state of Wisconsin, we can take dollars away.
Yeah.
We can remove those dollars. We can demote them from that perspective so that there's not complacency.
Correct. Correct.
And it's all based on, you know, what you might have for tools and systems in play. If you're using a Service Titan system, you have data, you have things, you have opportunity, you have the ability to put those things in place to set expectations to know who your good employee is and who your bad employees are.
Right.
From a performance perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you like Josh and don't like Steve doesn't mean Josh gets the raise and Steve gets fucked, even though Steve's the one doing all the work and doing it correctly the first time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We might just have to do a different training with him or get him to, you know, take the stick out of his ass or whatever he's got going on.
Whatever. So that's an interesting concept, because I will say most employers don't feel that they can actually, once they brought somebody to a level, don't feel like, hey, you're telling me I can actually put them back at a level? Yeah, you can. And you should. And, you know, there shouldn't be any recourse for, you know, or recourse isn't the right word, but you shouldn't feel bad because somebody can't continuously display a higher level of performance. It's just, this is where they're at.
It's called stealing.
Yeah, when somebody is actually doing that to you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you set the expectation from the get-go and you build out the infrastructure for that and you're able to be clear about it, it allows you as the owner to know what's going on. It allows you, the middle managers, to know what's going on, the site superintendent, whoever that is, to know what the expectations are. And then it allows all the employees to know what the expectations are.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be comfortable with where the floor is. And the reason for me personally why I enjoy this is because we then start working to raise the floor instead of trying to raise the ceiling. Because if we can raise the floor, we gain so much more than trying to raise the ceiling organizationally and profitability wise.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you're an employee listening, if we have an employee listening, what are some of your suggestions that you have for them as they're hearing about this?
Well, one, we're going to have the four levels of this general labor piece to it that you can see, you can download.
Mm-hmm.
To get that for you, so you can see what that looks like. It's based on things from E-Myth, the book E-Myth. So you can grab that book to try to get more clarity on it, or you can just have the conversation with us and drop us a note and say, hey, how does this make sense? Does this look good? Does this not look good? It's not a problem. That's what we're here for, is to allow organizations to be better to attract and retain not only young talent, but all talent.
Right.
Now, I can already sense hesitation because, I mean, I've worked with companies where HR, they're like, ooh, I don't know if we can do this. What do you say to those HR people that are kind of listening? Like, this is, you're kind of on the edge.
Uh-huh.
Are we?
Uh-huh.
And we're on the edge. Yep. Are we over?
Nope.
Okay. So what's the problem?
Right. Yeah. This is about running your business, not about having employees run your business or an HR, component run your business. This is about you as the owner taking charge and setting your business up for success.
And when you go down this path of accountability, mm-hmm. You will have long-term employees decide to leave.
Mm-hmm. You will.
Because they don't like it. Mm-hmm. Because they're not willing to do the work. This is bullshit. And you know what? You need to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be a family member, and you need to be okay with that.
Right.
Because it's about the business.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the business is the people. But if the people aren't willing to do the things that are right for the business, then the business can't take care of the people.
Right. Absolutely. But you also have to look were these the right people? If they take issue with this, if they take issue with accountability, were these the right people to be working in your business? Is this an opportunity for a clean slate for you to run the business on accountability?
Well, and find that maybe Sally sucks at AR and AP, but accelerates at daily bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, just let's flip roles.
Mm-hmm.
And go from there. Or it could be a spectacular administrative assistant once you know what all those things are and figure out where people can go and go, because she was doing it from her ARAP role for the accounting manager, but
mm-hmm.
the accounting manager doesn't need an administrative assistant because maybe the accounting manager wasn't pulling all their weight.
Right.
Not that we've seen any of those types of things ever happen.
Never. 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 As I'm thinking about this, do you believe that everything should be included in one single document, i.e. for the 1 through 4? They're all different documents, but from an transparency standpoint, all of the accountability metrics and all of that, should those all be in one document or multiple documents? Like, you have your job description in one. Do you have accountability for the role in another one? Things like that.
I'm a fan of here's the job description, just because when you go out and post stuff, it's there. I like mm-hmm. to keep them separate instead of baking them in, because what happens is many job descriptions are trying to find unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
So then I can bring in the various things of all the other roles into that job description, and then show them the results across the multiple roles that they're going to hold. Because they're general labor, right? It's general labor, but they also might be part of the finishing crew.
Correct.
Or the painting crew. Okay, here's a general labor. Oh, and as they get as an organization may grow, hey, that general labor pool now is broken up into roughing, finishing,
mm-hmm.
interior, exterior work. Okay, now I've got roughing level 1, 2, and 3, 4, interior 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Now we've created these other levels of complexity potentially, but that mm-hmm. complexity really creates clarity.
Okay. Interesting. Now, I differ on this one because I like to have everything in one document. So for let's call it general labor 1, I like to have full clarity in one document so I don't have to remember where everything is. And this is just a philosophy difference of that. Correct. 'Cause it's 6 in 1, half a dozen the other.
Yep. And for me, it's just a matter of working from the results base to it. 'Cause if they're delivering the results, they're meeting a job description.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And typically, many organizations don't want to put results in their job description because results change. Right? Mm-hmm. I might have published that job posting out there in January. We're now in April or May. And, you're going to do this. Now it's this. Oh, well, now it's false advertising or something like that. Bait and switch. Mm-hmm. And so it's just not worth it in my mind.
Yeah. I don't get specific on the nuances of the results. I get specific on what they're going to be held accountable for. As far as hey, yes, these are the goals, but in general, these are always going to be the goals. These are what you're going to be held accountable for. This is what success actually looks like in the role. And those are different than, hey, this is what the job description is.
Correct. Job description and results are different. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Job descriptions tend to focus on tasks. This is what we're focusing on, results.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. And you can either use eMyth, you could use some of the traction stuff. Mm-hmm. You can use some of the goal. There's lots of different places to go find bits and pieces, but we will have our versions of these things out for download for you.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, great conversation today, Brad. I appreciate you bringing this up.
Not a problem, sir. I appreciate it. And let's enjoy the beginning of baseball season here as we're month number two here.
Right. Excellent. All
right, take all care.
Right. Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.